With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Justice Department is suing to block new congressional district boundaries approved by California voters. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After President Trump called for Republican states to redraw their U.S. House districts to add more GOP seats, California adopted new congressional maps that could help Democrats win more seats. And while the Trump administration supports redistricting in Texas and other red states, it's fighting the move in California. It's a legal battle that could determine which party wins control of the House of Representatives in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new report finds that the federal government's payroll costs surged under the Biden administration.
When former President Joe Biden left the White House, the federal workforce had grown by 5%, but the cost of paying those bureaucrats had grown by 24%. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit government watchdog Open the Books.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Open the Books reports that during that period, federal workers making $100,000 or more annually increased 49%. Those making at least $200,000 grew to 82%, and bureaucrats being paid $300,000 and more rose 84% to just over $14,000. The United States' most advanced aircraft carrier has entered the Caribbean Sea in a show of American military strength. The arrival of the USS Gerald R. Ford Sunday is raising questions about what the increased deployment of U.S. troops might mean in Latin America. While the administration maintains that the carrier's deployment is part of a counter-drug operation, many view it as an escalation of pressure on Venezuela's president. The U.S. military has also been conducting joint exercises with the nation of Trinidad. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
For decades now in this country, battles have been breaking out every year between those who want to keep Christ in Christmas and those who want him out. The 2025 season kicks off with a scuffle in Pataskala, Ohio, over a living nativity in a public park. Local officials at first said no, but a demand letter from First Liberty Institute has changed their minds, and they will now let the display take place. This is not likely to be the last battle over Christmas this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia Transportation Security officer is accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. The Transportation Secretary Administration enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. The World Cheese Awards were held this past week in Bern, Switzerland, where beauty is in the nose of the beholder.
Scores of judges in yellow aprons circle long rectangular tables arranged in rows before digging in. They either slice triangle wedges out of hard cheeses and press them to their noses, or use spreaders to scoop up soft, gooey cheeses. It was a blind taste test for the 265 odd judges on hand.
Got hits of fruit, lots of meaty notes, some ham stock, maybe even that sense of sort of bacon when you're like slightly hungover in the morning.
The winner, perhaps appropriately enough, was a special Swiss Gruyere. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. More details at srnnews.com.